Now, it's wonderful to know that the Spirit of God is there to help us. Verse 10, and if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Again, let me read this in my translation. Now, if Christ be in you, the body indeed is dead because of or on the count of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. What he's saying here is this, that you and I are in Christ. And when we're in Christ, it means that when he died, we died. And we are to reckon on that. We've already been told that. And we're to yield, that is, present our bodies. And again, this idea of saying, oh, I can't, I've tried, and all that type of talk today, that's not the language of a believer today. We're to turn this over to Christ. And Paul could say, I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, the life I now live in the flesh. I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And I think a believer today, I mean, if you are not conscious of the presence of the Spirit of God in your life, and that you have a desire to want to serve God, then you do well to do what Paul says. Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates? That's 2 Corinthians 13:5. And the Lord wants us to know to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now, his last invitation is, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open the door, I'll come in to him. Is the door open? Has he come in to you? My friend, the body has been put in the place of death. And that is something the child of God should reckon on and should turn his life over to the Spirit of God. And to say very definitely, I can't do it, Lord, but you can do it through me. Now, verse 11, but if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall quicken your mortal bodies by Spirit that dwelleth in you. We are going to see a little later on in this epistle that you and I have this old body is going to be put in a grave one of these days, if the Lord tarry, but it's going to be raised in newness of life. And that actually we groan today in these old bodies of ours. But the indwelling Holy Spirit is the assurance that our bodies will be raised from the dead. He was raised from the dead. And we are to be raised from the dead. And the Holy Spirit will deliver us from the body of this death. That's this old nature. It should be put in the place of death.